Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Australia Post now lets customers buy Bitcoin at over 3,500 outlets. Binance-backed blockchain auditing firm partners with HDAC to track Internet of Things devices. New York regulator adds three-strike rule for BitLicense applicants. Crypto.com to refund clients as Wirecard's card issuer told to cease operations. EU creating a regulatory regime for cryptocurrencies, says economic chief. Trio of Bitcoin tokens lures DeFi yield farmers to new pastures. A key thesis for Bitcoin's long-term bull market just got a knock. Now let's get started. Australia Post now lets customers buy Bitcoin at over 3,500 outlets. Australians can now purchase Bitcoin at outlets of one of the country's oldest organizations, its postal service. In a collaborative effort between Australia Post and Bitcoin.com.au, customers will now be able to use the Post Bill Pay feature to purchase Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at over 3,500 post office shops across the country. AUS Post confirmed the news to CoinDesk via email on Friday. The Postal Service will accept cash and card payments for digital currency purchases made via Bitcoin.com.au, a cryptocurrency exchange based in Cremorne, Victoria. This is a major milestone for digital currency in Australia and around the world. It proves that there are established businesses and organizations that want to learn about new technologies by doing, and not by blocking, said the exchange's CEO, Holger Arians. Australia Post, formerly Postmaster's General Department, is one of the country's longest-running organizations, established as a private entity in 1809 with former convict Isaac Nichols appointed as its first postmaster. Australia Post has for a long time played an important role in the community to make services accessible to all, said Susan Nicholson, AUS Post's head of business and government financial services. Post Bill Pay has been one of Australia's most trusted bill payment methods for over 20 years, and we're pleased to now provide the ability for Bitcoin bills to be paid at a post office, which will come with a product enhancement that offers ID verification and real-time bill payment confirmation back to the biller. According to the Australian Taxation Office, between 500,000 and 1 million residents of the country already own crypto assets. Bitcoin.com.au said it hopes to increase that number via its new collaboration. Our mission is to make Bitcoin safe and easy for every Australian, Arians added. For many people, paying for Bitcoin at an Australia Post office feels safer than transferring funds online, particularly for first-time buyers. Binance-backed blockchain auditing firm partners with HDAC to track Internet of Things devices. Auditing firm Serta K and HDAC are teaming to bring Internet of Things (IoT) devices onto a blockchain. HDAC's blockchain platform attempts to combine secure authentication, seamless mapping and machine-to-machine transactions in a blockchain network with IoT devices. Serta K's team of blockchain engineers worked closely with HDAC to audit the design and implementation of its codebase, which is expected to be released in the near future, the companies told CoinDesk on Friday. HDAC had previously tapped Serta K to audit its codebase, where the security firm learned of HDAC's plans to build blockchain solutions, a Serta K spokesperson said. This led the company to seek out a formal partnership. A codebase is a collection of source code used to build software systems and acts as a general repository. Because of their HDAC's future plans, we decided it would make sense to formally partner with one another as a public promise of HDAC's focus on security and a symbol of Certa K's ability to support larger enterprise-level solutions such as HDAC's. Certa K's marketing manager, Connie Go, said in an email. In addition to their formalized partnership, Certa K co-founder Rongwei Jiyu will also be joining HDAC's advisory board. HDAC Technology AG is headquartered in the crypto-friendly region of Zug, Switzerland and was founded by CEO of Hyundai BS&C, Dae Sun Chung. Hyundai BS&C is an independent IT and construction company that bears no legal connection with the car company Hyundai Motors. The security firm is best known for receiving multiple millions of dollars from Binance's blockchain and crypto incubator Wing Binance Labs in October 2018. HDAC, on the other hand, entered into a strategic partnership with blockchain startup Casper Labs to jointly research and develop consensus mechanisms and seamless integration between the HDAC and Casper Labs blockchains back in June of last year. New York regulator adds three-strike rule for BitLicense applicants. New York's financial watchdog has warned crypto companies that their BitLicense applications could be thrown out without warning if its feedback is not heeded. In an update Wednesday, New York's Department of Financial Services, DFS, said a new three-strikes rule would authorize it to deny any applications that didn't address or consider any deficiencies highlighted by the regulator. The warning reads, if all deficiencies involving a particular application requirement or set of requirements have not been fully and effectively addressed by the end of the response period for the third deficiency letter, the DFS may, without further notice, deny the application. The new rule coincides with the fifth anniversary of the BitLicense, which saw the regulator update its framework for businesses, like exchanges and wallets providers, to operate legally in New York State. To date, only 25 companies have been approved, with 19 receiving actual licenses and 6 receiving limited-purpose trust charters. The most recent successful applicant was derivatives clearinghouse ArisX, which received its BitLicense at the start of May. Indeed, part of the motivation behind this week's rule change is to help streamline the application procedure. The regulator argues the three-strike rule will encourage applicants to make sure they have fully addressed all the concerns laid out in the deficiency letters before resubmitting. DFS believes this policy will benefit the majority of applicants that diligently advance their applications once they are under substantive review, by allowing for a more effective use of DFS resources, the note reads. Another aspect of this week's rule change is a new checklist feature companies can use to ensure they have completed all steps required, such as providing all the right documentation before they send off their application to the regulator. So rather than getting easier, the DFS has told applicants they need to step up their game even further. Crypto.com to refund clients as Wirecard's card issuer told to cease operations. Crypto.com has confirmed to CoinDesk it is moving to refund customers as the UK regulator orders Wirecard's card issuer to cease all operations immediately. Crypto.com CEO Chris Mershalek told CoinDesk the company is refunding 100% of customer funds after the Financial Conduct Authority (FCA) suspended the activities of Wirecard Card Solutions, a subsidiary of the Wirecard Group, which filed for insolvency on Thursday after admitting last week to be missing $2.1 billion. We will rapidly proceed to credit the funds back to our users' crypto wallets, Mershalek said. All funds will be refunded in the next 48 hours. The FCA ordered Wirecard Card Solutions to cease all regulated activities on Friday. The financial watchdog said it had stepped in to protect customer funds and would prevent the company from accepting or disposing of any more revenue. While Wirecard Group is headquartered in Munich and is outside the FCA's jurisdiction, Wirecard Card Solutions has its offices in Newcastle, in the north of England. Friday's announcement affects all cards issued by Wirecard Card Solutions, including those belonging to Crypto.com and 10x users. Although it's still isn't clear what could happen, one possibility is that all Wirecard cards stop working. Users will not be able to top up or transact with Crypto.com cards as of later today. Both Crypto.com and 10x kept quiet after Wirecard admitted last Thursday its $2.1 billion accounting hole may have come from employees purposefully inflating company revenue. Both companies assured customers their funds were safe because they were held by a separate financial institution, but representatives refused to say whether they were looking for another card issuer. But Friday's news has now forced their hands. "We've been working on alternative solutions with our partners to make sure our customers can continue their cards, and we'll provide an update on this in due course," Mrshalek said. In a statement, Crypto.com said it was in the process of transferring its card program to a new provider. 10x did not immediately respond to requests for comment. EU creating a regulatory regime for cryptocurrencies, says economic chief. The European Union is preparing a new cryptocurrency regime that could include stricter requirements for global stablecoin projects such as Libra. The bloc's lead economics minister, Valdis Dombrovskis, or to give him his full title, the European Union's executive vice president of the European Commission for an Economy that Works for People, said Europe had to seize the opportunity to become one of the main rulemakers for digital finance. "This is a good chance for Europe to strengthen its international standing and to become a global standard setter, with European companies leading new technologies for digital finance," he said during a speech at the Digital Finance Outreach 2020 earlier this week. And the first test case, Dombrovskis said, would be cryptocurrencies. Although some cryptos, such as security tokens, are pretty well covered by European law, whole bundles of them, most notably stablecoins, remain entirely unregulated. Lack of legal certainty is often cited as the main barrier to developing a sound crypto asset market in the EU, Dombrovskis said. Some EU members have taken matters into their own hands, which damages market integration and makes it difficult for companies to operate across the whole trading bloc. "A new regulatory regime for cryptocurrency will not only cover unregulated digital assets, but it will also consolidate and homogenize existing standards across the continent," Dombrovskis said. Set to be unveiled later this year, Dombrovskis, who was formerly the Prime Minister of Latvia, didn't give much away on what the future regime might look like, although he emphasized that it would support and stimulate innovation. "A pilot scheme would allow regulators to provide a space for new experimental solutions to be monitored and observed," he said. While Dombrovskis' speech contained few specifics, he did say that the EU was particularly keen to bring stricter rules on any project deemed to be a global stablecoin. What exactly Dombrovskis means by global stablecoin isn't immediately clear. However, it appears one of the key components is that it's used instead of traditional fiat currencies and can facilitate a greater number of transactions that cross national borders. That might be an inference to initiatives such as Facebook's Libra. "Stablecoins, possibly like Libra, that operate on a global scale can raise additional challenges," Dombrovskis said. "They can disrupt financial and monetary stability. Overall, our approach will be proportionate and relate to the level of risk. That means lighter rules for less risky projects," Dombrovskis concluded. "In the case of global stablecoins, such as Libra, their potentially systemic role means our rules will be stronger." Trio of Bitcoin tokens lures DeFi yield farmers to new pastures. The number 3 decentralized finance DeFi application, Synthetic, is also enjoying the current boom times in bankless banking. Warning, this post is going to go a lot of places, so buckle in. Synthetic is a platform for minting and exchanging synthetic tokens that mirror the price of other assets. On June 19, Synthetic joined the Ren project and BitGo in creating a pool of Bitcoin-backed tokens for smooth liquidity between three crypto products that should be all but interchangeable. Plus, each of the DeFi platforms is promising token rewards in order to get more participation in the pool. This pool of SBTC, RENBTC and WBTC lives on Curve, an automated market maker that has extremely low price slippage thanks in part to its specialization in stablecoins. Note, the three versions of BTC are distinct. WBTC is minted by BitGo, which serves as a centralized custodian, RENBTC is minted with a trustless smart contract, and SBTC never touches BTC. It is synthetic, backed by an 800% collateralization of Synthetic Network Token (SNX). The promotion will run till September 28th. And though it started on June 19th, the hockey stick growth on Synthetic only got going on June 22nd. In short, Synthetic appears to have successfully attracted the itinerant and growing horde of yield farmers, each doing their best to outrun the coming DeFi Dust Bowl. There are many incentives to joining the pool on Curve. Participants will split up a weekly award of 10,000 SNX and 25,000 REN, plus BAL from a liquidity pool of REN and SNX that the two teams made. Users also get promises for CRV, the forthcoming governance token from Curve. The new interest in Synthetic has strengthened its position relative to Compound and MakerDAO, the top two DeFi protocols. Synthetic has never previously had more than $200 million in assets on the application. As of this writing, it has an all-time high of $263 million, according to DeFi Pulse. That said, it's unclear how much of that is due to this specific promotion. SNX is the asset one stakes to use Synthetic, and its price is at $1.88 as of this writing, up from $1.15 before the promotion began. I think there is a general surge in DeFi awareness, and this new incentive taps into a number of aspects of it. BTC on ETH, yield farming and AMMs, Kane Warwick, founder of Synthetic, told CoinDesk via email. So I think they are probably somewhat related, but it is always hard to pinpoint a specific reason for a sudden spike in project awareness. The promotion has also benefited REN, whose RENBTC token went live on May 22. We've seen a large growth in volume on REN this week, REN CEO Tai Yang Zhang told CoinDesk in an email. Since launch a few weeks ago, we've had $19 million volume flow through RENVM and over $8 million locked up now. $15 million in volume is from the last week, with users mostly tokenizing BTC. The promotion is not the whole story for REN, however, DeFi is experiencing a rising tide moment. Seems like comp mining created a large demand for WBTC and RENBTC is the easiest on-ramp into it via the Curve pool, Zhang added. Users just need to deposit any of the three Ethereum-based versions of BTC onto Curve's BTC pool, and then account for their contribution on Synthetic. The new pool currently shows a daily USD volume of $774,577 or 83.18 BTC. This pool does a great deal of stabilizing SBTC price, which is very valuable for Synthetic, as well as makes it possible to enter the Synthetic ecosystem right from Bitcoin, very valuable for both REN and Synthetic, Michael Igorov of SwissStake, the company behind Curve, explained to CoinDesk in an email. A key thesis for Bitcoin's long-term bull market just got a knock. A popular narrative argues the massive stimulus programs from the Federal Reserve, launched to counter a coronavirus-induced recession, could hyperinflate the economy and fuel a major rally in Bitcoin. However, that bullish theory, which suggests the cryptocurrency would be viewed as a hedge asset in dire economic times, has been dealt a blow by recent data from the U.S. Central Bank. The data suggests inflation is likely to remain absent for some time and, in fact, the probability of the U.S. economy slipping into deflation is rising. There's now a 78.6% chance of deflationary pressure for the U.S., the highest since 2008, according to St. Louis Fed's Deflation Risk Monitor. As tweeted by Ritvik Carvalho, a financial data correspondent at Reuters, the Fed's favored inflation measure, below right, the core personal consumption expenditure has also declined to an 8-year low of 1%. Inflation refers to a sustained increase in the general price level of goods and services. Its opposite, deflation, is characterized by a general decline in prices for goods and services, and is typically accompanied by a rise in unemployment. Since the beginning of the coronavirus crisis in early March, the Fed has injected an unprecedented amount of liquidity into the system to help the economy absorb shocks arising from the virus outbreak and ensure financial market stability. Its balance sheet size has expanded by over $3 trillion over the past 3.5 months. Crypto analysts are convinced that the massive money injections would boost inflation and bode well for Bitcoin. That's in part based on the cryptocurrency reducing pace of supply, which drops by 50% every 4 years via a process called the halving. As we've closely monitored the market in the wake of recent economic policy decisions, we've seen that the crypto asset class is not only resilient, but that interest is surging as the monetary stimulus has caused investors to look to $BTC as a potential hedge against inflation. Grayscale Investments, one of the leading digital asset management companies, recently tweeted, "Grayscale is a unit of CoinDesk parent Digital Currency Group." Legendary fund manager Paul Tudor Jones also recently disclosed a small Bitcoin position to help protect against a rise in inflation. But with the Fed data and market-based measures of long-term inflation expectations also suggesting a low chance of a rise in inflation over the next 5 years, the odds of Bitcoin witnessing an inflation-driven bull market look weak. So if the US is, in fact, facing deflation, what does it mean for Bitcoin? Some observers suggest the cryptocurrency would appreciate in a deflationary environment if its adoption as a medium of exchange rises, as discussed in April. This is because deflation boosts the purchasing power of the monetary unit. For this reason, the US dollar tends to appreciate during deflationary bouts. There's also evidence institutional participation in the Bitcoin market is increasing. As a result, some of the increasing money supply may find its way into the Bitcoin market. In that case, the cryptocurrency could rise in the long term despite low inflation or deflation. In the shorter term, the scenario for Bitcoin is looking somewhat uncertain. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands just over $9,200, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The cryptocurrency has spent the better part of the last 2 months trading a narrow range and may be facing losses after failing multiple times recently to leapfrog the important $10,000 hurdle. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.